From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. Today is Thursday, July 31st. I'm Ala Kuziz. Connection to Success in St. Louis is helping people from all walks of life gain economic independence.
I believe in second chances, and I understand where people come from in these situations because I have walked in their shoes before.
St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley reports on the program coming up after this news on The Gateway. A St. Louis County grand jury has indicted County Executive Sam Page for material distributed by the county ahead of the April election. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman explains the charges filed yesterday.
Proposition B would have allowed the county council to fire department heads with 5 of 7 votes. Page was adamantly opposed to the change and used county money to print mailers and flyers about the proposition. The material did not explicitly tell county residents to vote against Prop B, but the language highlighted the negatives of the measure. Republican Councilman Dennis Hancock of Fenton says he warned Page the materials might violate state law.
I don't want to be an I told you so, but we did. And so I think that, unfortunately, he didn't listen.
Page faces 2 felony theft charges for the use of county money, plus 2 misdemeanor election violations. Neither he nor his attorney immediately responded to a request for comment. I'm Rachel Lipman, St. Louis Public Radio.
Some St. Louis residents say they're frustrated that the city hasn't released $18 million in accrued interest from the Ram Settlement Fund allocated for tornado recovery. Many who were displaced by the storm are still sleeping outside, and businesses continue to suffer. Kayla Reed is the executive director of Action St. Louis.
And as long as we do not have a housing plan, we will lose population, which then really guts the limited infrastructure that North City had pre-tornado and doesn't create opportunities for residents to come back and be a part of the rebuild or the recovery.
Reed says with schools starting soon, many families are in desperate need of supplies and financial support for their children. Residents urge city leaders to seek their input as recovery efforts continue. A group of North St. Louis church leaders are criticizing insurance companies for dropping coverage and increasingly high premiums for churches and residents. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, many church leaders say those costs have hit churches damaged by the tornado hard.
Pastors and St. Louis NAACP leaders shared their concerns during a Spirit of St. Louis task force meeting Wednesday. The task force assists residents harmed by the storm. Darian Jones is senior pastor for Prospect Hill Missionary Baptist Church.
We got hit with a $25,000 deductible just for the roof, and the damage was $26,000. So, what sense of having insurance if you can't use it?
Other pastors say churches have seen premiums increase before the storm. The task force is asking Missouri to investigate if companies are increasing rates more in certain areas of the city. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
Representatives from St. Louis area clinics and hospitals say fewer people on Medicaid could have cascading effects on all patients. About 2 dozen health leaders met yesterday at a roundtable organized by U.S. Representative Wesley Bell of St. Louis County. Many said newly approved cuts to Medicaid and the resulting drop in health insurance coverage could mean providers could cut services and raise costs. Danielle McPherson is vice president of Medicaid and state government programs at Mercy.
We see a large number of people that are underserved, underinsured, and uninsured. And so when people move into that category, and that category is under attack financially, we have to make up the shortfall.
This week marks the government health insurance program's 60th anniversary. City leaders in the Midwest are beginning to address the impacts of artificial intelligence, or AI. As use of the technology expands and debate over regulation grows, local officials look to manage the risks. Naomi Delkmiller reports.
Some cities in the Midwest are turning to local oversight. In Iowa, West Des Moines Water Works made a water sustainability commitment with Microsoft as the company builds AI data centers in the area. In St. Louis, Rushing Aldridge is a member of the city's Board of Aldermen. He successfully helped pass an ordinance requiring all city departments to publicly report any AI technology purchased with taxpayer dollars.
The biggest thing I think when it comes to AI is just it's about like transparency. It's like, how are, you know, these systems being used? How do they just advance on their own?
Researchers and policy analysts say more local action could be coming as state legislation remains uneven, and the Trump White House signals a mostly hands-off approach. For the Midwest Newsroom, I'm Naomi Delkamiller.
A recent state audit found that the agency responsible for Illinois' foster children has been failing to report abuse, neglect, and death. Mawa Iqbal reports.
According to the audit, the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services did not notify local state's attorneys of cases where infants were exposed to drugs. The department also delayed reporting child abuse and neglect to local police, prosecutors, and other state agencies, often taking multiple years to do so. In addition, Illinois General Assembly leadership were not notified by DCFS whenever a foster child in their district suffered a life-threatening injury or had died. House Minority Leader Tony McCombie, in a statement, says this isn't just neglect, it's systemic failure, rooted in a culture of secrecy and incompetence. DCFS did not return an immediate request for comment. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Connections to Success program is helping St. Louisans of various ages to find economic independence. That includes finding out what paperwork is needed to obtain an ID card, learning about relationship love languages, or how to set and reach realistic goals. Some participants have just gotten out of prison, and others participate in the program for a refresh on a particular life skill. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wimbley reports, people from all walks of life are rediscovering how to live a fulfilling life in society.
Ah, that's so cute on you. I love it. Good girl.
That's Beth Ann Rickman, a volunteer at Connections to Success. She's helping Sade Brown find professional outfits for a job interview and graduation later in the week.
I'm really picky. I worked in retail for almost 30 years, so I am like, I'm not letting anybody walk out of here that doesn't look good.
We're at the nonprofit's office in St. Charles, and Brown is trying on a brown dress with a black buckle around the waist. Rickman has been volunteering at the organization since January.
We work with a lot of people that have fled from, like, domestic violence, or they have been unhoused, or let's say their house burnt down, for example, or the tornado victims.
Connections to Success was formerly known as Dress for Success. It now has locations in four Missouri cities. The St. Louis location was opened by Kathy Lambert in the late 90s. The group was dedicated to helping women from disadvantaged situations transition to economic stability. Martinez Billingsley is a training facilitator who teaches a 10-day personal and professional development class at the organization.
We work with a lot of people from all walks of life. We did partner with the Dismas House, which is a federal halfway house here in St. Louis, Missouri. So a lot of men and women who are coming out of federal prison. And then we help them to just get reestablished in society.
But those reentering society aren't the only people they serve.
I've had a mother who hasn't worked in 20 years. I've had someone who had a corporate job but came here because they resigned from their position but came here because they just wanted to get a reset. So the first week we typically go over the personal side, and then the second week we deal with more professional.
During class in mid-July, Billingsley instructed a group of about seven students to make paper airplanes. Each person had to fold the plane in such a way that it flies a certain distance.
All right, your mission is to get your paper airplane past that black marker. And we're going to go one at a time.
The assignment proved more difficult than anticipated.
No one made it.
No, we didn't. Can we try it again?
So this is where your strategy comes in.
The purpose of the assignment was simple. In order to be successful in anything, one must identify a goal and then come up with a strategy and tactics to accomplish that goal. And reaching goals is something that Haley Meyer is familiar with. She went through the program a year ago. Before that, she had spent 10 years in federal prison.
I literally was in a criminal lifestyle since I was 20 years old. I was raised right, but I turned the wrong way, and it happens. You know, if you're not changing it, you're choosing it. So, you know, that's just what I live by, and you know, you have to be humble.
Meyer is now the community outreach coordinator for the organization. The group is funded by hundreds of thousands of dollars from the U.S. Departments of Labor and Justice. Participants can always return if they need help in the future, says project manager coordinator Katrina Watts.
I believe in second chances, and I understand where people come from in these situations because I have walked in their shoes before.
Whether it's getting help with resumes or discovering what's needed to obtain a license or identification card, the program celebrates 10 to 15 graduates every 2 weeks.
Big loud one. All right? Strongly connected on three. One, two, three.
Strongly connected! Woo!
I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Jonathan All edited that report. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Ala Kuziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.